My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I just feel like fundamentally there were a lot of things that did not go our way, but you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot too.
I mean, look, we signed Kirk Cousins knowing he was coming off an Achilles, and it's now trending nationally. Everybody from ESPN to us here on our radio show in Atlanta, people are saying he doesn't look right. You know, he couldn't step into throws. He made some like rookie, like, you know, as bad as Desmond Ridder looked, that's as bad as Kirk Cousins looked at times. Look, I'm not bashing on Cousins. I like him. We know what we're getting. We were excited about it back in March. But why did you draft Penix when you the whole idea was we got redundancy? And you know, you see him every week. Carl said it. He looked great in practice. But, of course, you know, Matthew Judon or Grady Jarrett aren't hitting him in practice. So he couldn't. We got so one-dimensional in the shotgun. We talked about how many. He's never been in the shotgun that much, never been in the pistol that much in his career. You know, we got really one-dimensional. The Steelers seemed to, like, know everything that was coming because it seemed like you in the stands could see and had idea what was coming. Running to the left.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, but Chris talked about it earlier. Now you got the orthopedist for ESPN basically saying he don't look right. So why didn't you just give Penix all the reps possible in the preseason like we talked about? Oh, I know. You didn't want a controversy. We'll ask Coach Rob about this on Thursday. It's not Wednesday this week because we have Monday Night Football with the Eagles. Carl, all I'm saying is, to get Penix up to speed, and then when Cousins is ready, then your $100 million man takes over. Because if you're going to tell me you're going to roll him up to Philly looking like this? I mean, that's bad news,
well,
man.
They are, and I'm hoping that this offense looks more dynamic. But if he's limited, you're only going to be able to do limited things. Let's talk to Chief. Chief, appreciate you holding on. What's bugging you today about this whole Falcon situation and what you saw yesterday? Hey, man.
What's happening, Chief?
What's up, Chief?
All right, Chief. You know, it's been a long time. But you know who I blame for Sunday? I blame you two.
Why?
I'm telling you why I blame you two. I got up Sunday morning, ate me some waffles, because you guys got me all excited the week before. Got me all excited, right? Got everybody in this city excited. Okay? I said, well, I'm going to make me a fruit bowl. So I'm going to go down to the flea markets, Old National, and sell a couple of jerseys. So I saw some Kirk Cousins jerseys and some Kyle Pitts jerseys. And about 4:45 p.m., they started throwing them at me. I'm telling you guys, people are upset about this. It's crazy, but they're upset, and I understand. But my whole thing, I'm on a serious note to tell everybody, look here, calm down a little bit. First game, he was rusty. Everybody can see he was rusty. I don't know what's going on with him, but I got to trust that my coaching staff would get their stuff together. It was on them this week. It was on the coaching staff.
You're right.
As far as I'm concerned.
You're right. Chief,
all right, have a good one, Gary.
You too, man. Appreciate you, as always. I agree. Listen. Because they know more than we do. That's just where we're at. And, of course, he's joking, but everybody was excited and is, and I still am. Am I frustrated we lost? Yeah, absolutely. But I still am excited about the promise of what this team can be. Did y'all see that defense yesterday?
Look great.
Did y'all see that? Seriously, like if we play that way, we're going to be in every game. But the offense has got to do their part. And this is why you went out and got a veteran quarterback, which is so frustrating to know he did not play like that yesterday. Chris, you're up next in College Park. Chris in College Park. Hey, man, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, man.
Talk
hey,
to
man.
Us.
Hey, frustrated and disappointed in the way the offense played yesterday. Kudos to the defense. It was great to see them hold them to 6 field goals, no touchdown. Great effort by the defense. What bugged me, and I'm old school like you guys, man, I'm over 50, and I never have thought that an Achilles tendon, he would come back that fast. Mike, Carl, in the old days, that was the kiss of death, let alone trying to come back and play, and it showed. He looked rusty, looked timid in the pocket. And let me tell you this, if Desmond Ridder and Heinicke were under as much duress as they were with that offensive line, man, Cousins wasn't going to be any better. They need to shore that offensive line up. Somebody needs to get some heart, talk to that right tackle of ours and that tight end, teach him how to chip and protect Cousins. Because if you don't, Lefty Penix will be in there before you know it. Go right. Falcons.
Right on, brother. Look, we talked about it. You know, Storm Norton came in. You didn't really miss a beat last year for Caleb McGarry. He's great going forward. Going in reverse, bad things. Don't have to remind you guys, we drive right down the field. T.J. Watt, now you're behind schedule. They almost get it on that screen pass to Bijan. Just gets a shoestring tackle. Unfortunately, we didn't punch it in. And you're right. I mean, everybody's right. Carl, the defense has been great. You're holding the Steelers to long. We're talking like 57-yard field goals.
Right.
Do what Justin Fields did, be a game manager, make good decisions. You had 3 possessions blow up in your face. 1 for the snap into the motion man and 2 terrible picks.
It happened right in front of you. You're absolutely right. Let's hear from Bijan Robinson after the game. This is with Arch, guys. Guy talks on the way, but we want you to hear some of the things the guys were saying exclusively here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here with our Solomon Brothers player of the game, Bijan Robinson, and B, 23 touches in the game, catching the football, running the football, how to feel to get out there and get all those reps.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, obviously you want the win, and obviously, you know, before everything, I just want to thank God for getting us out healthy and, you know, letting us have an opportunity to play this game. Obviously, you know, he's the one who I play for at all times. But, yeah, man, it was good to get that first game touch, get those hits going and just try to get it going. But obviously you want the win from that. But we'll just keep on going for next week.
Did you feel any of there's so much conversation about whether you play or don't play in the preseason. It didn't look like it bothered you at all. But did you guys get rolling that opening drive? It got a little stagnant in the second half. Was that just because Pittsburgh played better?
I mean, that's a great defense. And obviously, you know, with those guys that they have, you know, they brought some pressure, and it was kind of hard to, you know, get off of them. But, you know, that's something that we can learn from and that we just don't want to happen again. So, you know, it was a great test early for us for game 1. And obviously with a guy like Watt and, you know, those guys on there, you know, bringing that pass rush, you know, it was really good for our guys for, you know, these next games coming up. But, you know, I'm super encouraged. Obviously, this is our first game together as a team, but now we just know that we got to, you know, buckle down and, you know, get ready for all these games coming up this season.
The versatility you always show, we saw it last year, but then the screen game, the run game, tell me about that and your comfortability with what, because we didn't see any of that. We saw it in practice a little bit, and so tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, just trying to find ways to get the ball in open space, and whether it's running, passing, catching screens, or just trying to find those open gaps and get the defense, you know, confused and making them try to miss their gaps. But, you know, that's what we were doing. That's our plan. I mean, we want to continue to keep elevating as we keep going. But, yeah, man, whenever I can do whatever I can to help the team and help the offense, that's what I'm trying to do.
Prime time on Monday night next week against Philly. Mindset you have to go into this week with?
Physicality, no turnovers, and, you know, just play crisp and just play, you know, real smooth throughout the game and handle business. And then hopefully, we'll, you know, God willing, we'll come out there with a win.
Solomon Brothers player of the game, Bijan Robinson. Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.